systems are offline.
Number one for today's hits and all-time favorites.
24 hours of non-stop anthems.
You happy?
What's up, what's up, what's up? This is your boy Fearless Eagle right here on What's the Topic? Yeah, and today, as you can hear, there's a voice missing. Yeah. My co-host is not here. Spike was delicious. Some stuff to sort out. It's going to be with us next week. Did promise that. And he did also send his apologies for not being here. So, yeah, we're going to continue the show, whether he's here or not here. And we'll make it work here. So today, as you saw the topic itself, it's titled, The World Cup Sucks. Yeah. The World Cup sucks. I know right now there's probably some people who are like, what? What is this guy saying? What is going on now? What has gotten into this guy's head? And you also have other people on the other side that this guy's talking the truth, man. Yeah, the World Cup sucks. This is the reason why I'm not even watching it. And yeah, even the times that we're in, sometimes you sit down and think, is the World Cup really worth watching? But we're going to get into that after the track. Do let me know how you're doing. Do get hold of us on our socials, whether it's on Facebook, Instagram, just search ActiveFM and you'll find us there. And send in your comments, any requests that you have for us, the topic. If you have a complaint that you want to file against Pycos Delicious for missing the show, go and file it there on the social media platforms and anything else. For myself, Fearless Eagle, I would love to say that I really do appreciate the fact that you are listening to this show, the fact that you are taking your time to listen to What's the Topic, whatever time zone that it's in, before you sleep or when you wake up. Yes, I do appreciate that. And do share the shows out there as well. Do give it to your brothers, your sisters, your aunties, uncles, grandparents, whoever that's in your world as a birthday gift. That's how we do it right here. So before we even get into everything, you know how we do it right here on What's the Topic. We get into the awesome track, the awesome jam. And do let me know what you think of the track after it.
But we know God's got a better plan for you. And we know them scumbag bullies ain't never gonna bother you. And we know there is a dude that paved the way. I may not live right, but I live right if I die today. But we know scumbag bullies ain't never gonna bother you. And we know there is a dude that paved the way. I may not live right, but I live right if I die today.
Calling me Peter, I'm seeing a dragon. On magical carpet, I'm singing Aladdin. You telling me that I can't do, but I happen. You telling me that I can't move, but I'm Jackson. Watch me work, no WNBA. All the words I ever shout of praise. People always dishing out the hate. Make sure that you're fixing me a plate. I will bring the cup that's full of grace. But let's be honest, all of y'all are fakes. With your fashion sense and baby face. Man, your rappers would look good in lace. Walking down the aisle as a bride of the king who brings eternal life. I'd suggest you leave your dreams and die. But I know you're asking why.
But we know God's got a better plan for you. And we know them scumbag bullies ain't never gonna bother you. And we know there is a dude that paved the way. I may not live right, but I live right if I die today. But we know God's got a better plan for you. And we know them scumbag bullies ain't never gonna bother you. And we know. We know
can't deny it. Okay, okay, we on the rise, but that's besides the point, cause one of these days I gotta go, go. Settle my accounts with the low, low. That can be today, I don't know, no. But if it is, I'm so, so ready to live forever. We don't die, we live on a different level. We get high without the loud, cause we speak volumes. Shout about the better route of taking life. A lot of guys that I knew back in the day would take a knife and take a life. Me, I'd rather save a life, slaying demons late at night. I'm on my Wesley Snipes, call me a blade for Christ.
We know God's got a better plan for you, and we know them scumbag bullies ain't never gonna bother you, and we know there is a dude that baby way. I may not live right, but I live right if I die today. But we know God's got a better plan for you, and we know them scumbag bullies ain't never gonna bother you, and we know there is a dude that baby way. I may not live right, but I live right if I die today.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. Yeah, do let me know if you enjoyed that track. If you didn't enjoy that track, do file a complaint against Spico's Delicious. Yes, you know, you're able to choose the tracks even if you're not here. Yeah, you just send in your thoughts and your requests via the social media platforms. So yeah, do make sure that you file a complaint. So I would love to know from you as the listener what you think about this year's World Cup, you know, the 2022 World Cup. Because I know, like, there's some people who had some interesting things to say on your platforms, like your Twitter, you know. There was even a group of guys that, yeah, I happened to be next to as they were speaking, you know, speaking about your different teams that have already competed in the World Cup. Some of them, yeah, they lost. I know one of them even mentioned how useless Messi was within the World Cup. And I was like, okay, interesting stuff right there. Because some people had a lot of hopes in your teams, like, you know, Argentina. And they thought that Argentina was going to do the most because Messi's there. But, yeah, apparently they showed that Argentina no mercy, even though they had Messi there. Yeah, so, hey, do let me know what you think about the World Cup. And, yeah, you know, people have their own opinions and all the stuff. You know, some teams, I know the World Cup before that, were also shocked at, yeah, you know, the teams that were losing. Because, yeah, some of your big teams, we thought, yeah, this team's going to take it. And then next thing, hey, this team is moving, you know, like, they knocked out in the beginning already, you know, like your Portugal and all the stuff. Hopefully this time is not the case. Unfortunately for your teams like Argentina, yeah, that is the case. So, yeah, we will be looking at the further teams that are going to be playing, you know, looking at the fixtures and all the stuff. But yeah, for myself, the World Cup, so, do I think that the World Cup sucks? I actually don't think the World Cup sucks. I know the topic itself made people think, hey, Fearless Eagle, what's going on now? Why are you saying the World Cup sucks? I actually don't think the World Cup sucks. Because if we actually had to go back into time, you know, look at some of the years from your, like, your 1960s going back then. Like, the World Cup was one of those things that you saw how it actually has the power to bring different nations together, you know, something that your political parties, you know, try to do, but they can't do, and all those stuff. It's like, yeah, the World Cup is able to do that. And, you know, sometimes you go back to history, you see some of the best moments that came out of your 1930s, you know, the World Cup back then, and all the stuff, you know, some of the things that were accomplished within those years. It's stuff that your governments, you know, couldn't do. It's stuff that your governments attempt to do I mean, you look at some of the nations that exist in our time and the votes that they're trying to accomplish, you know, reach and all the stuff, some of their goals. They're not able to do them within their rallies and stuff like that, gatherings. Yet you get something as simple as a World Cup where people actually unite. Why? Because of the love of the game. Yeah. Hence why even like with the FIFA, you know, you're able to put the FIFA game, go onto a console, and yeah, people that didn't used to like each other, they beat each other, they remove their frustrations, yeah, within the FIFA game, show how much hate they have for one another. Yeah, but don't, not encouraging you to go and sit down on the console and show your friends how you hate them. Nah, don't do that. But I'm just using that as an example. So, looking at the World Cup, yeah, the World Cup doesn't suck. For all the people out there that think the World Cup sucks, I don't know what's wrong with you. Do send me a complaint, or yeah, if I file a complaint, comment, yeah, get hold of me on social media. And I know the ones I did a show, and hey, I got slated on social media, Facebook. And hey, I was being promoted to say that I'm speaking hate speech. So I know some people, probably someone out there thinks, yeah, this whole World Cup talk that I'm doing now, it's like, hey, this is hate speech right now. So I don't like this. So if that's you, yeah, do get hold of me. Yeah, and make sure that you file that complaint. But yeah, so I just wanted to touch on some of the moments when you go back to history and you look at some of the greatest things that were accomplished, which, yeah, like in the beginning, I spoke about this individual, yet within this World Cup, that wasn't the case. And yeah, I feel like it's a pity. I mean, if you had to go back into history, which I don't understand why, yeah, this year, something like this didn't happen. But if you had to go back into history, we had the Messi Magic versus Nigeria. Now, for those who know what happened back in history, we had a World Cup where Lionel Messi showed Nigeria's goalkeeper that his right foot is just as dangerous as his left foot. Yes. And that reminded the world why he's considered as the greatest of all time, you know, one of the greatest of all time. So if you had to go back in history, you would be able to see how he showed, yeah, you know, Nigeria's keeper. And for those who do not know, it was the 2018 World Cup. So if you actually want to go and look at it, go and look at your 2018 World Cup. You'll see Nigeria was playing Argentina and Messi did the most in that time, which didn't happen in this time. Yeah. Hey, just a moment of silence. Okay, moving on. So for all the Messi fans, I'm sorry. This is not hate speech. Yes, just pointing out some facts right there. And yeah, so just another thing that I would love to touch on, you know, this is also evidence to show how, you know, the World Cup actually has the power to bring people together, which is why the World Cup doesn't actually suck. You know, it's one of the things that I don't know, besides the World Cup, I don't think there's any other festival. Okay, maybe within your athletics world, but besides the World Cup, I don't think there's other, you know, events that are able to actually bring people together, united. Besides rugby and all those other stuff. But yeah, the World Cup is actually one of the greatest, I would say, invention that has actually existed, you know, upon the earth and all the stuff, which, yeah, really interesting. So going back into history, we also had a moment where we had a soccer player by the name of Pele. Now, Pele was on some other, interesting levels, which I don't understand, you know, hey, because, yeah, he's also one of the people that are considered as, yeah, some of the most deadliest people that also existed within, you know, soccer history, football history, however you wanna place it. So we had the whole Pele magical miss moment where, yeah, it's actually safe to say this would have landed a really interesting counter attack or counter strike during that time, where what literally happened is there was a whole match that happened, and then Pele decided, okay, I wouldn't say decided, because some of these things you don't decide, you know, they just happen to happen, you know. And yeah, it just happens to be one of those days where I don't know, maybe you woke up on the wrong side of the bed, or you woke up on the floor, because hey, these things happen. Hey, you sleep on the bed, following day you're on the floor, you don't know how you ended up on the floor and stuff like that. But yeah, there was a whole attack that happened, and then Pele decided to miss in front of the poles. So he had a whole magical miss that happened in front of the pole, which when they decided to, you know, look at the highlights and everything, if Pele actually scored, yeah, it was going to be a very, I would say, it was going to go within the histories of the best counter-strike slash goal that ever happened within football history. But yeah, he, I would say, I think this is where the whole two left foot situation came from. You know, some people who play soccer, and yeah, you go inside the game with two left foot and all those things. I think this is where it came from. But yeah, if you don't know what I'm talking about, go and check out the video. And yeah, for me, I was like finished. I'm thinking, what the heck is going on here? And yeah, I guess also your greatest players that exist out there, they also have those moments where things like this happen. I mean, I've also played football, and yeah, hey, when the pressure's on, it's on. So yeah, I've had interesting moments also within exploring that area, hence why I didn't stay in that area. I left it for, yeah, other people that are, you know, that are good for that area. But yeah, so those are like some of the memories, you know, that we can actually touch on. But before even going on forward, here's a track for you to enjoy. Yeah, yeah. Hope you enjoy that track. If you didn't enjoy that, I enjoyed that track. If you didn't enjoy that, I don't think... Yeah, I think there's something going on with you. Maybe it's the... Yeah, you know, the end of the year that's approaching. That has, you know, switched off some think brain cells, you know. And, yeah, there's some chromosomes that are not doing the most. But, yeah. Anyways, you know, even though there's problems or... no problems, we're still gonna move on. So yeah, looking at the World Cup, basically, yeah, you know, some of the greatest moments have came from the World Cup. I know one of my memories that I'll never forget, yeah, of the World Cup was, hey, so a guy that we all know as the Biter. If you don't know who the Biter is, I don't know what's wrong with you. Hey, so Suarez, the Biter. Now, I remember I developed a hate relationship for Suarez. And it wasn't because of biting. It was because of a stunt he pulled within the World Cup. And, yeah, it basically cost Africa, you know, an opportunity to actually, you know, fight for the World Cup, you know. Yeah, getting close to the finals there and doing the most. So, yeah. Now, for those who do not know, Suarez decided in the 2010 World Cup that he's going to pull a stunt that we were all not expecting. Where he went from being a player on the field to becoming a goalkeeper. And we were all shocked. You know, it was that moment where something happens and you look at the situation, you're thinking, wait, did this just happen? And then you realize, no, it actually did happen. So this guy decided to become a goalkeeper. When the goalkeeper was gone, finished, we're about to score. So he decided that I'm going to become a goalkeeper. Yeah, save the ball with his hands because his head couldn't reach. And then got a red card. Penalty. And then the penalty was missed. After that moment, I developed a hate relationship for this guy. And he was happy. Camera went to him, you know. The guy was still inside there on the field looking at the penalty being taken. And then after it was missed, guy was celebrating. And yeah, for all the guys in Africa, you know, who were on the other side, we were not celebrating. We were angry. We were mad. We were furious. Felt like, you know, you can just go into the TV there or the screen, teleport yourself there, show some people fire there on the pitch. You know, from the guy who took the penalty, you know, to Suarez. In fact, start with Suarez, yeah. So, hey, some of those moments that have, yeah, came out of, you know, the World Cups, yeah, have been interesting. Also had Zinedine Zidane who decided, you know what, yeah, this World Cup I'll headbutt this individual who's just, yeah, you know, getting on my nerves. And he did the most right there. Ended up in the history books, you know, for headbutting someone there. And yeah, it was very interesting. And if we had to go back, you know, to time, we had a moment where Argentina sent Brazil home. Isn't Brazil lost? Argentina showed Brazil some fire. Sent them home after Maradona did the most. Yeah, yeah. So Maradona, yeah, also had a Pele moment where he wasn't scoring. He controlled the tempo of the match. But yeah, the outcome was, you know, Brazil, yeah, going home. So yeah, there were some of the moments that happened. Then we also had a moment where three yellow cards, you know. This one I don't understand, eh? I don't understand how a player can pull the stunt. So, for those who do not know, in the year 2000 almost say 2006. Yeah, 2006. We had a player by the name of Josip. Yeah, the surname. Hey, I'll attempt this surname, but do not persecute me for the pronunciation. I don't know how you pronounce this one. No, Simonic or Munich. Yeah, Josip Simonic. Nah, keep it like that. Now, this guy here decided he's going to do the most. Now, he was able to stay on the pitch after his second yellow card. So the guy got the first yellow card within the match. That's a warning. Got the second yellow card. The guy stayed on the pitch. Didn't go out. Continued playing. And then got a third yellow card. Like, yeah, man. Man is on some levels, man. He's in the World Cup doing the most. And he was the first to get three yellow cards within the history of football. And yeah, if you don't know who that guy is, go check him out. Yeah, 2006 World Cup. Yeah. It was a match between Croatia and Australia. So, yeah, it was really interesting to see that. It's like, what? Okay. Some of the craziest things that have ever happened. I've never thought that, yeah, there was a match where someone decided, hey, you know what? Today I'm going to receive three yellow cards and I'm going to still play. So, yeah, that guy did the most. So, make sure you go do, yeah, some research, you know, go check those moments out. But, yeah, the FIFA World Cup, from my point of view, you know, whatever year that it is, I know I haven't been hyped with this, you know, like FIFA World Cup and all the stuff. I think the last FIFA World Cup that I was really hyped and I was like, you know, ready to watch was the 2010 World Cup. But that also makes sense because, yeah, it was here by us. So I'm thinking, yeah, gotta watch this. And that's why, yeah, some of the craziest moments came out of there. But yeah, the FIFA World Cups, you know, whichever country that it gets hosted in, you know, wherever around the world it gets hosted in, I think it's the best, yeah, one of the best that have ever happened. And yeah, it will be considered as one of the greatest tournaments and all the stuff. Because it brings people together. And if you think otherwise, and you also have, yeah, you know, some Pele magical moment or Messi, you know, magic, do send them through. And yeah, we'll definitely send a shout out to you right here on What's the Topic. We'll share your thoughts, we'll share your disputes, and we'll add something on top of that. If we think you're talking junk, we'll tell you you're talking junk. If we think you have a point, we'll tell you you have a point. But for myself, Fearless Eagle, I'm gonna love you and miss you. Peace out and God bless.
Active FM is everywhere. Twitter, Facebook, TikTok, Instagram, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, and so much more. See all the fun posts. Get involved in interesting discussions. Voice your opinions and get updates by following us on social media.